Gavin, a massive thank you for joining us live on the line. Not an easy thing to do after getting beat. Talk to me about today's game and talk to me about half-time. So 1-0 down at the break, and how satisfied would you be with the first half performance?
No, we were disappointed with the first half. We never really got going. No real lack of energy in the performance today. It was really an underpower performance by ourselves. Not taken away from Avenue, they set out. They were very, very physical. Very, very strong side. Really got stuck in. First ball, second balls, over the top sort of challenges. The pitch was very poor, like very, very wobbly, and not a great pitch, to be honest. So, look, they played their strengths. They caught us. Very disappointed with the goal. Free header, not a great header, ended up in the net. And once you can see that, you're sort of up against it as well. So the first half was poor. Went and talked to the guys and sort of tried to change things. And then straight away when we went out in the second half, we conceded again another really, really sloppy goal, which was sort of a killer, to be honest. And from then on in, we probably dominated the game without really creating anything. A lot of stoppages, the ball was out of play, and all, like, the ball was out of play for probably 25 to 30 minutes of the second half. Just the way the pitch is, there's nothing around it, so just going out and then the crowd just sort of kicking around away and holding it and stuff. So it was very unbelievably frustrating day for us, to be honest.
Use the words, Gavin, under par performance. Is there any reason for this? In the lead up to the game, had you a good overnight trip, or did you travel down today, and was there any injuries before the match?
We've had injuries. Look, no issues or nothing like that. We had to make three changes to start 11 this morning with sicknesses. There's about 8-9 of the players dose of the flu, but it's not that's not Jerry Grapes' thing. Man, like, boys played, Christy, Peter, Luke, Lee, Oisin, they all played sick, so they did, but no, it didn't affect them. They done well. You know, it's just one of them things this time of year. We're all dosing. I'm dosing myself. I struggle to get out of bed this morning. That's the way it is. Like, it's frustrating that it happens, but it happens. You know what I mean? That's the way they take Corey completely. Corey was in the starting 11 this morning, and we had to take him completely out of the squad because he was struggling that much, you know.
You did say during the week, Gavin, that today's opposition was one of the best teams in the competition. Did you, from what you have seen last season and from what you've seen today, would you be surprised if Avenue United went on to win this competition?
Honestly, I actually would be surprised. The pitch, the way it's set, they're set up, the physicality of them suited them today. I think if you had a really good surface and a really big pitch, you know, but I guess if we took them to Coquitlam, we'd be expecting us to beat them. But at the same time, they're good, they're well organised, they're physically defend strong, they're very, very good in the air, all over the pitch, very, very strong. Defend the set pieces very well today. You couldn't fault them today, to be honest. Expected the referee, had words with the referee after the game. I thought there's seven probably any other given day. McGann probably would have received three red cards for the amount of tackles, bookings, mouthing, kicking the ball away, that sort of stuff. Felt the referee was certainly a homer. He gave us nothing. We had a couple of penalty shots, Jay Bradley and Stephen Duffy, in the last 10 minutes. Now, debatable, but you were never getting them. That's just the way it was today. You know, you just felt it. You just felt it for the first few minutes, and it went that way. So, look, Avenue, good, strong side. They'll be definitely hard to beat. But I feel there's a few sides might be better than them. They were still in the competition.
Finally, Gavin, before I let you go, I'm looking ahead now to the rest of the season. I'm sure the focus now is certainly much in his own Premier Division. And a few interesting matches coming up on Crown of Hearts, top of the table.
Yeah, look, that's football, isn't it? Like, obviously, we wanted to retain that competition. We loved it last year. We had such a great time. So, like, it's going to be a bit of recovery from that. We're going to see how the bodies are now recovering from this weekend for next week, and we just move on. We've another three cup competitions or four cup competitions plus the league. half the league fixture still to play, so there's a hell of a lot to play for. You have to dust yourself, you have to move on. That's football, like that sport. You know, you can't win everything, although you'd like to. So, look, we move on. It'll be a disappointment because we really, really did want to go far in this competition again. So, but that's what happens.